Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and we are now in Masachet Nazir, Daf Yod Bet, Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, with the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Hey in the Perek. And it continues on, picking up on a theme that we dealt with in the previous Mishnah, and it was referenced in the previous Mishnah. If one person says, Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir, and again legaleach here, although literally translated as to shave, what it means is to bear responsibility for the korbanot. So, Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir means I am accepting upon myself the responsibility to take care of half of a nazir's korbanot. And the other fellow said, me too. And notice, he didn't say, I'm also, the first fellow did not accept Nazirut upon himself, as we had in the previous Mishnah, but rather just accepted this obligation of taking care of these korbanot. Then, Zemegaleach Hatzin Nazir, Zemegaleach Nazir Shalem, Zemegaleach Nazir Shalem, Devar Meir. Meir says that the vow is valid, but the limitation is not, and therefore each one of them has to bring korbanot for a full nazir. Chachamim omrim zemegaleach chatzi nazir, zemegaleach chatzi nazir. Chachamim disagree and say that their condition or their stipulation is valid, and therefore each one of them can bring the korbanot for half a nazir, meaning half of the korbanot that a nazir has to bring. So if a nazir has to pay $500 for his korbanot, they are obligated to pay $250 towards it. Now, Amar Rava. Rava clears the field. He says as follows, HaKol Modim, Kol Hechad Amar Chatzi Korbanot Nazir Alai, both Rav Meir and Chachamim agree that if the person says, I am accepting half of the Korbanot of a Nazir on myself, then Chatzi Korban Maiti, then he has to bring half of the Korbanot. That's easy, that works fine. Korbanot Chatzi Nazir Alai, if he says, on the other hand, the Korbanot of half a Nazir I'm accepting, then kulei korban mayatu, he has to bring the whole thing, maitama, dehalo ashkacha nazir lepalga, because there is no such thing as a half nazir. Therefore, when you say, I'm accepting the korbanot of half a nazir, the half part gets dropped, because there is no such thing, and you've accepted the korbanot of a full nazir. Now, v'chipligi, where is the disagreement between our Meir and Chachamim? B'leisha demanitin pligi, they're simply disagreeing about how to interpret the phrasing as presented in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Savar, Kevan Damar Hare Alai, the minute you said Hare Alai, Ichayiv Akule Korban Nazirut, you've accepted the full Korban Nazirut. Chikamar Chatzi Nazirut, Lav Kol Kabine, and then when you say Chatzi, you don't have the power to create this new system, or this new framework called the Chatzi Nazirut, and therefore we ignore it. Rabban Savri, Neder Upetach Imohu. That Chacham disagree and say, basically, he's made, I mean, this is, after all, not a vow of Nazirut, it's a neder of Hekdesh, and what he has done is presented a neder along with its explanation. Here, Petach means a little bit something different, or slightly different than what it means normally. Normally, a Petach is a release point to be able to get out of a neder. Here, Petach means an explanation to help guide what he meant with his haflah. And therefore, when he said, Hare alai legaleach chatzi nazir, then the chatzi nazir modifies and explains what hare alai is, and therefore he brings the korbanot, half of the value of the korbanot that a nazir is going to bring. Okay, the next Mishnah will take us into a slightly different direction. Hareini nazir lechshiyeli ben. The fellow says, I'm going to be a nazir when I have a son. We'll assume here that his wife is pregnant. So if he has a son, raise a nazir. That's valid, meaning that you can take a nazirut in anticipation of an event, and once the event happens, it works. Nolad lo bat, tumtum vandroginos, let's say that a non-son was born to him, meaning a daughter, or a tumtum, somebody of no sexual, primary sexual characteristics, or an androgynous, somebody who has too many, or hermaphrodite. A no nazir, because after all he said, ben. However, Imamar Shieli Vlad, Fino Lado Batum Nandugonus Hariz Nazir. But if he says, on the other hand, I will be Nazir when I have a child, then if it's a daughter, or a Tumtum Androgynous, doesn't matter, boy, girl, or somewhere in the middle, then he is still becomes a Nazir because his condition was met. The Gemara will point out that both clauses of that Mishnah are patently obvious, and there really seems to be no need to say them, and then we'll see why there may be a need. The next Mishnah Hipila ishto eno nazir. Let's say that he made such a neder, and his wife miscarried. Then he's not a nazir. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Yomar, im haya ben kayama, if the child who was lost was viable, then hare ani nazir chova. Then I am a full nazir, and that's fine. V'im lav, hare ani nazir nedava. If not, then I will accept nazirut on myself as a new obligation, meaning this is not now the obligation of what I stipulated before, but rather it's a nedava. Now, chazra v'yalda. Let's say that after she miscarried, and according to Reb Shimon, after the fellow did his 30 days of Nazirut on spec, of either this is the proper full Nazirut because the child may have been viable, or this is in Nazirut Nedava in case it wasn't. And remember, Chachamim say you don't have to be a Nazir because you have to have a proper ben born in order to fulfill this. We'll see in a minute which one of the Chachamim is the author of that approach. Now, Chazra v'yalda, let's say subsequent to that she gave birth. Harei's a Nazir. Now, you are a Nazir. Now, in Chachamim's world, which we'll find out is Rabbi Yehuda, in Chachamim's world, if she miscarried, then that means the condition wasn't met. But let me add a word to that. The condition was not met yet. He said, I will be a Nazir when I have a son. That doesn't mean from the current pregnancy. That just means when I have a son. So if his wife miscarried, nothing's happened yet. If a year or two, 5 years later, his wife has a son, then he's a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon, though, is caught in a little bit of a conundrum, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you had to play the possibility that the miscarried child was viable, and therefore you kept a Nazirut. So now what are you going to do? Yomar, im harishon ben kayama, if the first one was ben kayama, which means, according to my original condition, that Nazirut was chova, harishon chova v'zui nedava, then I'll keep another 30 days as a voluntary, meaning I'm taking a new Nazirut. V'im lav, and if the first one is not a kayama, which means that one was in a dava, harishon dava v'zu chova, and the one I'm going to do now is my real obligation, because several years ago, whenever it was, I said, if I have a son, I'll be a Nazir, and the first one was not, but this one is, and now I am chayav. Now, the Gemara immediately asks about the first of these two Mishnayot. Why do you have to tell me that if the guy says, when I have a son, I'm a Nazir, that when he has a son, he's a Nazir? Mishum Sefer, it's because of the last part of the Mishnah. Ba tumtum vandroginos en a Nazir. Really, the last half of the first clause, that if his wife gives birth to a non-son, he's not a Nazir. So, that's also Pshita. So, Ma'uratema lech she'ebanehu dekamar. Maybe when he said she'eli ben, he didn't mean it in the strict sense of a son, but he meant when I have a child, when I am built up. The word ben here being played with etymologically as being built. So it teaches us that when you say ben, a person, unless he indicates otherwise, really means a male child. Now, ve'im amark she'eli valad v'chule, pshita, so the next half of the Mishnah, that instead of son, he said, when I have a child, then it doesn't matter what his wife bears as long as it's a living child, he's chayav, that's also pshita. Alright, ma'udatema v'lad demichashev b'ni inshi b'inan. No, maybe when he said a child, he meant a distinguished, important child, one that will be considered among men, and therefore maybe a bat, a tumtum androgynous won't count. Kamash b'lan, that v'lad means child, and any child that lives counts as a v'lad. Now, hipila ishto eno nazir. The second of the two mishnayot that we had indicates that if his wife miscarried after he made such a condition, then he's not a Nazir. And Rabbi Shimon said that you have to go on spec and say, if that child was viable, then I really am a Nazir, and therefore I will be a Nazir either way, and stipulate. Mang Tanila, who is the author, the Tanakhaman? I already gave it away. Rabbi Yehuda Dichrihu. What is Rabbi Yehuda Dichri? If you recall, a little while earlier, we had a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about taking a haflah of Nazirut based on a certain condition, and you can never clarify if the condition was met. The example given there is when a person says, I'm a Nazir if there's 100 kur in my granary. You come to the granary and find that it's all been burned down or lost or stolen or whatever, it's not available, which means you don't know. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not a Nazir. A Nazir is only somebody who takes a haflah based on a condition at all, it's a condition that has been assuredly and certainly been met. Rabbi Shimon says, you are a Nazir, kasafek nazirut l'hachmir. So now, our Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, following the same opinion of the Kri, who therefore says that if he says, when I have a child and the wife miscarries, since we don't have a certain child here, therefore there is no nazirut. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomarim Hayaben Kayama Hari Nazir Chovav, Nilav Hari Nazir Nedava. So we quote the first half of the second Mishnah. Ba Mine Rabbi Abba Mirav Huna. So he asks the following question. Harini Nazir Lachshi Eli Ben. The guy says, this case, Vipila Ishto, and his wife miscarried. Vifrish Korban, and then the fellow was Mafrish a Korban for his own Nazirut. Vichazra Vialda, and then she had a child later. Mahu. Meaning the question is, since he is going to become a Nazir, now that she's given birth to a living child, and that Nazirut really ultimately kicks back to the Hafla that he had earlier, is the Hekdesh that he made in between those events valid, and therefore the animal takes on the status of Hekdesh, or is it not? Aliba Deman. Now, within whose approach are we asking? E Aliba Rabbi Shimon, if you're asking within Rabbi Shimon, Maiti Boile, what's the question? After all, Rabbi Shimon, Safek Nazirut L'Hachmir. So Rabbi Shimon said that even if she miscarries, you still have to be a Nazir on the possibility that it was a viable child. So the Ella Libra Rabbi Yehuda must be within the context of Rabbi Yehuda's approach that says you're not a Nazir. Damar Safek Nazir L'Hakel Mai Kadosh Olo Kadosh. And so the question is that animal Hekdesh or not? So my Nafkamina, what's the actual Nafkamina? Since in the end you're going to become a Nazir later on when she gives birth. So what's the difference? The answer is the Gizatov Lavodbo. Question is, in the intervening time, can you shear it? Can you work with it? Etc., which are usur for something that's Hekdesh. Or do you say that only when she gives birth does this animal, then you're remakdish it, does this animal become Hekdesh, and therefore those things become usur at that point? The answer is teku. We do not have a solution. Now, one last question. Ba'amine ben rechume me'abaye. But this question has several pieces to it. Harina zilach shi eli ben. The fellow said the same formula. And a fellow turned around and said, and I'm accepting it upon myself too. Mahu. What is he accepting upon himself? Adibure mashma? Is he accepting what this fellow said, which means when this fellow has a son, he's going to become a Nazir. And now when he has a son, I'm also going to become a Nazir? Oh, agufe mashma, or is he saying it about himself, meaning I'm parroting what he said, and therefore when I have a child, I'm a Nazir. Imtim shalom agufe mashma, if you want to say that the alai refers only to him, meaning just what he said about his son, I'm saying about my son. Now, let's flip it. Amar harini nazilach sheli ben v'shamachav erov amar va'ani. Now the fellow said the same formula, and the other fellow didn't say ve'alai, I'm accepting the same thing, but rather said va'ani, me too. Mahu. Anaf Sheik Amar, is it he's saying about himself? Odil Mahachi Kamar, maybe this is what he meant. Rachim Nalach Kevatich. I love you that much. In other words, I'll be so happy for you when you have a son that I'll also become a Nazir. What does V'alai mean? So, Intim Tzilomar Koba Anpe Ksifale Milta. If you want to say that this is something that is very embarrassing, that he would not say something like that when he would say it in front of the other fellow, he would certainly mean I share your simcha with you, because we'd be too embarrassed to say it differently in front of him. Then let's switch it a little bit. Amaharin nazilach sheyel ploni ben. Let's say the person we're talking about who's going to have the child is not around, and so a guy says I'll be very happy when I will become a nazir when X has a son. Shemachaver of Amarvani, and now the other guy standing there and said me too. Mahu, what do we say here? Mi amrin shalom b'fanav anaf shikamar, since the other fellow who's about to have the child is not around, therefore this fellow is talking about himself. Here, there's no embarrassment of saying, oh no, I'm talking about me and I don't care about your child. The guy's not around, so he could be talking about himself. Odil mahachi kamar lem, is what he meant. Rachim nalei kavatech, I love him just as much as you love him. You're saying you'll be a Nazir when this guy has a child. I love him too. The answer is tiboy, as we saw in Masachet Nedarim, also is the unique phrasing for these masachtot for what we call teku. In other words, there is no solution to this problem. In any case, we have gone through several pieces of this question that Rav Rechumi asked Abaye, which picks up on the discussion we had in the previous Mishnah, two Mishnayot ago, and puts it onto the within the phrasing of this most recent Mishnah. A fellow says, I will be a Nazir when I have a child, and then somebody else says, either V'alai or V'ani, what is it that he is adopting here and accepting? Is it an obligation to become a Nazir when this other fellow has a child, or when he himself has a child? And then we play different angles of that. Yetz Hashem, we will pick up in the next podcast at the Mishnah on Daf Yod Gimel Amud Bet. And we have two more podcasts to go until we complete Perek Sheni. Everyone should have a wonderful day.